episode 12 of The Art of Conversation. Today is the 7th of September. It's now officially autumn and the summer season is well and truly over. I was thinking about who to have on the show to talk about the summer season and decided to go a bit closer to home. Since the 17th of July 2007, my parents have run their cafe, Castle Delights, during the summer months. Castle Delights is a refurbished garage transformed into a cafe with an outdoor patio and a view of the sea. Growing up in a cafe was a unique experience that I'm extremely grateful for. The amount of wonderful people I met is infinite. This week I interview my father about his experience in running a cafe and what advice he would offer to the numerous people out there that would love to open up their own business someday.
Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
So I wanted to start off by asking you to tell us a little something about Castle Delights.
Castle Delights is a family-run coffee shop, and we make homemade cakes and breads, and we try and make the best coffee we can.
And Castle Delights is also seasonal. You only open the cafe during the summer months. And what do you think are the benefits of having a seasonal cafe as opposed to being open throughout the year?
Well, where we are situated is a very seasonal place. It goes from zero, as in the locals, to thousands in the summer. And we try and get as many cakes and bakes done in the few 6-7 weeks we're open and get the word out there what we do.
I know you were born and raised in Morris Castle, and as were I, but what is special about Morris Castle that suits a cafe specifically, do you think?
Well, it's for the tourists, they're always looking for something to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's to have friends come and visit and a party on, usually on a Saturday or Friday, and they order a cake. We make cakes to order, so it's something when you're on holidays. Where we are, there's a view of the sea, it's quiet, there's no traffic in front of us, and it's peaceful.
But if you could open a cafe anywhere in the world, where do you think you would?
Good question. If I specialised in one thing, it'd be either somewhere in Spain or Italy.
And why Spain or Italy? Is that from your travels in San Sebastian?
I'd probably go to a food. If I was open somewhere and get a bit more training, and I'd recommend anyone to get a bit of training, go to a food destination where people go there for the food.
Yeah. Is there anything you wish you knew before opening your cafe?
How hard it is.
Really? Work-wise or...?
Just work-wise. The first year we done it, for the whole month of September after we finished.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first year we opened for the full, every day in the summer, and for the whole month of September we were just wrecked.
Yeah.
We've got smart since then.
Yeah. What advice would you give to someone who was interested in running a cafe?
Well, you have to have a passion for it.
Yeah.
And an interest in it, and a passion for good food.
Yeah.
And try and do the best you can with it. Like.
But a lot of people are kind of interested in running cafes at the moment. What do you think led to the instant popularity over lockdown when it came to baking, especially sourdough bread and banana bread and the likes?
Well, people were put in an impossible situation where they couldn't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
They had more time at home. Maybe they lost their jobs and they just needed something to keep their minds right and their heads right. And they probably said, we'll try this for a while and see how it goes. It is, it's very
therapeutic,
but it's also very invigorating to bake something and do it right and get it right. Sourdough is hard. I don't do sourdough. I tried it, can't do it. Well, I can do it, but it's just, it never works out right for me. But I do yeast breads, do cinnamon swirls. Happy with what I do now.
Yeah. And what's your favourite thing to bake? What do you think is most rewarding and invigorating?
At the moment, cinnamon swirls.
Yeah.
You get most satisfaction out of just to see them going in front of you.
Yeah.
And
they're popular.
And they're popular when I do them. I'd like them to be more popular. A good yeast loaf is nice too. And every year there's a new cake.
Yeah.
Well, for us, it's a new cake to us. This year was red velvet.
Yeah.
Simple recipe, worked out well. Perfect. Very happy.
Do you think the rise in horse boxes, especially around Wexford, will affect cafes?
No.
No? Do you think it's just a fad?
It's not. It's a fad in some senses, but it's just you have to be in the right location for that to work.
Yeah.
It won't work everywhere, and you have to have the right mix of food and coffee and ambience there to attract the people to it every day.
Yeah.
One bad review and you're sort of tarnished for a while, you know?
Yeah. And I suppose a lot of people kind of like sitting in rather than having to drive through and take away their coffee as well.
Yeah, but as well as that, you have to have a good connections, a selection of friends that will bring friends to it.
Yeah.
And support you, and that's important too, and especially with a horse box, because if they don't know you, where you're set up,
yeah,
it's hard to get the people into you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Castle Delights may have closed the doors of their cafe, but they are still busy taking orders. You can find them on Instagram or Facebook. For any further inquiries, you can email them at castledelightscafe@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in.